Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Mr. Frank Caldwell on the line with me. He is the owner and founder of I Am Caldwell. Frank, say hello to the people and let them know what's going on.
Hello, how are you today? Well, my name is Frank Caldwell, and So the Caldwell, of course, is my last name. I started I Am Caldwell LLC, which is a mental health advocacy nonprofit organization where we partner with different mental health counselors and resources in different cities. And, you know, we travel to those cities after having contacted them. And we just do some free events, mainly about, you know, erasing the stigma, helping the community at large, especially the African-American community, to begin to be more comfortable about talking about mental health issues that they either have family members that have or they may be experiencing themselves. We offer them resources. We connect them with people that are actually in their city so that after we leave the city, we leave them with something that they'll be able to access once we're gone.
Wow.
Yeah. And so part of that is I've been an R&B. Well, my first record was R&B Gospel back in 2000, but I've been a soul singer. I've been singing ever since I was a tot. I was the one that, you know, my mother used to dress me up as, well, Michael Jackson, and you know, Eddie Kendrick. Back in the day, I didn't even know what the lyrics were, but I was singing when people came over.
Uh-huh.
So we incorporate music into the LLC as well.
Wow, that's excellent. And I love that, you know, you have to be of a certain age to know when your mama say, come here, dance in front of everybody. Come here, come here. Do what you do. Do what you do. Those are some fun days. And you know, just allowing us to perform. Let's talk about music, because you have a single out called No Excuse for Abuse. Is that correct?
I have a single out right now that's called Overcome, which we can talk about during the interview. But I did record a song called No Excuse for Abuse.
Okay.
Myself and my producer, Antoine Walken, goes by T-Walk, from Broward County, where we met. And it was the Women in Distress of Broward County. They reached out to us and asked us to do a song for awareness for the October awareness for mental health awareness. And so we wrote this song and we put it out. We got some radio airplay. We were really grateful for that. And then the proceeds from it, we donated all the proceeds to the Women in Distress House there in Broward County.
Wow, that's a good way to definitely use your talents, gifts, and abilities to give back and support. Let's talk about Overcome. That's another inspirational project.
Yes, really excited about Overcome. So, of course, I'm the type of songwriter. I've been writing songs for over 25 years, and I'm really the type of songwriter that is really in the moment. If there's something going on, there are current events. I like to write about holidays, but more specifically with Overcome, it was definitely in response to the pandemic. As you know, we're in unprecedented times. We've never seen anything like this in our lifetime.
Right.
There's so many restrictions and so many uncertainties. And, you know, of course, people have, you know, how they feel about it. They're a little, you know, frustrated because jobs are closing down, furloughs are happening, you know, money is scarce. And so I wanted to write a song that talked about what was going on and then give them hope as we all try to make our way, you know, through these times. It was important for me to really, it's always important for me to try to encourage people to get through whatever situation they are, where they are in their life, or places that they've been that they are still struggling with. That's pretty much why I am a vocalist, why I am a songwriter, why I am an advocate. I really like to bring hope and healing and inspiration to people. And so Overcome was the perfect opportunity for that. It was produced by my really good friend, Frank Cleveland Jr., and it has been amazing. As a matter of fact, Richard Jackson of Nice Flick, NYCE Flick, he did a great lyric video for us. We're very proud of it. And yeah, we're just happy to continue to share this message with the world.
Wow. Now, being spiritual and encouraging people, especially during this time, and being an advocate for mental health wellness, especially, again, during this time, do you have any suggestions for people who may be just going through and how important it is to maybe sometimes just sit down and listen to some music that's positive, encouraging, and reassuring?
Yeah. I actually have a few things that I can share with the listeners. As you just mentioned, with me being involved in music pretty much my entire life, it's definitely one of my go-tos. Whether I'm writing a song to encourage myself or whether I'm hearing existing music, there is a song on the We Are Phenomenal Women website that when I was on the website, I heard the song by Mary J. Blige, and it's called Work in Progress. And that definitely is one of my favorite songs. It speaks to the content of the website, but for the sake of the conversation now, it, you know, music has a way of like really, really inspiring us, kind of calming us down. I find songs of inspiration. I listen to a lot of India Arie. I listen to things that really speak to me and give me hope. I also make it a point every day, like I get up and I take an hour walk in the morning. Now that, you know, it might be a morning person, but I find that when I spend that first hour just walking, no music, no, you know, nothing, just but me and God.
Right.
And it's a way to de-escalate from the previous day and to give peace a chance to embrace me before I turn on the CNNs and all the other news outlets that may be reminding me of the stress that I had the previous day. So some of those are some of the things that I like to do. Before CNN can get a hold of me, I'll let God get a hold of me.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want you to listen to WKPS Radio, too. I'm sure the next time you're trying to write or relax, I want you to listen to that. And that is on our website, urbanbuzzmag.com. Cheap plug, but hey, we're talking about good music.
Hey, all about music. That's all I'm about. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah. So during COVID-19 and during this time of isolation, what's going through your mind as far as, I know you mentioned that you're a songwriter that writes according to end time, but overall, you know, you're taking your walks, you talked about de-escalating and, you know, just getting in the groove of things. What has God spoken to you and what have you learned about yourself?
Oh, great question. What is God speaking to me? You know, I think about this. Those that are involved in ministry certainly can't extrapolate, you know, what they feel is behind the pandemic regarding, is this the will of God? Is this the hand of God? And there's, you know, lots of different situations and scenarios that we could look at.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it is a time in my life when the Word talks about be still and know that I am God, it's not all with being still physically, but then there's a part of being still where I believe that in this day and time, He has removed some of our norms and some of the things that distract us, even though jobs are not necessarily distracting, they're necessary, but at the same time, they still can be a distraction. And I just believe that right now the country is experiencing something to where, you know, it's as if God is saying, take a breath. Like, you know, the word Selah in the book of Psalms is like that. You know, every now and then during a prose and during when the time that David was speaking, he would just say Selah and just let things rest. I really believe that that's what's going on now. You know, the Bible says he that hath a hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And there's some people that are clear that and there's some that are not. But I just believe that God kind of put us in a timeout and it's okay.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. For me, I've learned, you know, I've really learned to take the advice of one of the songs that was on my first album in 2000, and the song's called Moving Your Own Time. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have the plans, have what we feel is going to work for our lives, but then God has the final say. And sometimes it coincides, our plans coincide with His, and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But for me, this is a time where, you know, unemployment went away. The security of the every 2 weeks went away. And, you know, I just have to depend on God, which is what I was doing always. But even now, it's even more dire that I trust Him. And so for me, this pandemic is really teaching me to lessen the reliance on myself. And even though God has called me to be a speaker and an advocate and an artist and a songwriter, I still need to depend on Him because this is His show.
I don't need
to know the details of His show. He'll show me what I need to know and when I need to know. And that's just, it's the best freedom in the world right now.
That's right. Tell us about the project you did with JetBlue.
Okay. I was working for JetBlue, which I love. JetBlue was a wonderful company. They had me sing for a corporate event, and then they came to this summation that, okay, well, this guy can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always, at that time in my life, producers were always sending me tracks to write to. And so I wrote this song called The Prettiest Shade of JetBlue.
Mm.
And I played it for, you know, my immediate supervisor. And he was like, wow, this is really good. I mean, if anyone knows anything about the JetBlue culture or brand, they're really known for their even more legroom seats and for their stellar customer service. And so I was able to put all of those things into the song to make it real fun and inviting for people to want to fly JetBlue. He let some corporate people hear it, and I ended up performing it at JFK Terminal 5 in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was really great.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So you also are aware of copyright practices, right?
Yes.
So tell me, what's going on now that we're on a digital platform and people just kind of, you know, you got the memes and you just people putting words on people's pictures and things just going on. I heard Michael Jordan wanted that picture of him looking like he's crying off the internet because they was doing so many memes about it, you know. Can you give us a little insight on that? Can he really do that or what's going on?
He cannot.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he cannot. No. There's a saying that once it's on the internet, it's out there.
Oh, okay.
For example, if there was a like the United Press or something like that, if they took the photo, then the photo would belong to them. So if anyone wanted to use that in a meme or any other for anything else, then they would have to contact that company in order to use that photo. If it's just a photo that's just out there, mm-hmm. it doesn't have any allegiance, there's no contractual agreements with it, there's no NDAs, there's none of that, then yes, that picture is out there. Yeah, there's not really much legal. You know, he probably can blow a lot of steam because he has a lot of money.
Right.
At the end of the day, unless it's like a copyrighted work, visual arts or songwriting or lyrics or something of that nature, then no, doesn't have much of a leg to stand on with that one. Sorry, Michael.
Goodness gracious. Listen, you also work with the late Troy Sneed. I just want to make mention of that and honor him. What was that like?
You know, working with Troy, Troy just had this energy about him. He was, you know, spiritual, but not knock you over the head spiritual. He just was a good man. He was a really good guy. He treated people with respect. He certainly, you know, took a listen to the song. You know, I was an unknown artist then, and, you know, he liked the song, and he decided that, he wanted his choir to record the song.
Mm.
It just was an all-around great experience. And so, you know, that was many, many years ago in Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, fast forward to 2020 when COVID-19 took this great man of God away from us.
Yeah.
It was really, really difficult. But I'll tell you something that happened to me that I believe God set this up. So I was in the studio where I'm recording currently right now for the music that I'm doing now. I'm actually recording in Jacksonville, Florida. Turns out that the vocal producer that I'm working with, Ken Andrus, was one of Troy's best friends, and he actually produced a lot, if not all, of Troy's music, whether it was the Arkansas Mass Choir or Troy's solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told me, I came to the session a couple of weeks ago. He said, I'm interning someone. Do you mind if they sit in the session? I said, no, I don't have a problem. And in walked Troy Sneed's daughters. I had no idea. And her name is Tyler. She's just beautiful. And I was able to, you know, I was thankful because I had a chance to really talk to somebody in Troy's family rather than being in Charlotte and expressing my, you know, condolences.
Right.
You know, I was able to talk to her and we shared some things and I shared some things about her, my dad. And as I was recording, she said, you remind me a lot of my dad. You got that range. And where did you get that range from? Me and the choir director, she said, yes, sounds like my dad. So that was really a blessing to be in a session with her. That was great.
Man, thank you, first of all, for saying yes, that someone can sit in the studio with you. I'm listening to your story and I'm just hearing your heart and it's so kind. And I guess that's why the door's just open for you. And we need more Frank Caldwells in the industry. People who take the art form for real and true and put their heart and soul into it. People who share and are good at what they do, you know, and this is why you can get on JetBlue. This is why you can be on someone's album. This is why you can create your own album for creating lanes. And for me, listening to that, this is why we say we are where key players speak. Because for me, it's important that I hear that someone else is helping someone else. You understand what I'm saying? Because we can get grand and we can get so, you know, well, my album went platinum and And then my question is, well, what have you done for anybody else? You know?
Right.
So, Frank, just from me to you, thank you.
you're very welcome. You're very welcome. There's nothing else that I want to do with my life. This has pretty much been the goal that I've always had. It's not been for awards. And they're nice. I've had a few. Mm-hmm. But nothing means more to me than when, you know, I was doing a concert in Jacksonville, and I was at a it's called a cerebral palsy house, and people, you know, were afflicted with the disease. I went in, I just did an all-night or convalescent home. That's all I did for the entire tour. And afterwards, the staff member came up and was crying. But some people had came up to, you know, sign autographs, and she said, this lady that just came up to you and got your autograph, she hasn't got out of her wheelchair in 5 years.
See what
and
I'm
she
saying?
Walked all the way from the back up here to shake her hand and get your autograph. And that's my Grammy. Right there.
Exactly.
The award goes to God.
Come on now. Come on. Can we give it to him? Yeah. You have such a servant's heart. You have such a servant's heart. I mean, your field, the field of mental health, is extremely challenging. I have a background where I was the assistant director of a 48-bed mental health facility of men and women. I've seen some things. Mm-hmm. And I know that that is just wow. So kudos for taking on that assignment. That's an assignment. And also, you know, when people are dealing with mental health, I always say, you know, that's a spirit that you better be built for to even engage. Because it reminds me of the scripture where it says, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? You know, you gotta, you better be ready.
Who your cousin? Who your mama is? I don't know you.
Right, right. So listen, Frank, is there anything else you would like to say before we go? I'm so delighted to have met you, to bring you on board as a key player. You are the type of artist I look for to say we are where key players speak. You know, it's never about, you know, how many records you sold, but the heart of the person who comes on our platform. And, man, I'm just super excited.
Thank you. And on behalf of I Am Carla LLC and Jasmine Music Group, I want to thank you for giving us this platform to speak to your listeners today. Certainly, I want people to visit the website, www.iamcarla.com. On Facebook, we're at I Am Carla Official, Instagram, I Am Carla Official, and Twitter as well. And not just to follow a career, but be part of a movement. What we're trying to do is to encourage people to let them know that they're not alone.
Right, right.
They're not alone in you know, what has gone on in their lives. You know, I write a lot of stories. I actually write the nitty gritty stuff. I make it palatable, but you know, I have a song called like, you know, Jaded. You know, well, sometimes that's exactly how we feel, even as Christians. Sometimes we just feel like, I don't feel like doing this anymore. But right. Then I turn it around and say, I replace the chicken by saying, I'll make it. And then God comes in. So, you know, more importantly, you know, I want people to just, you know, pay attention to the I Am Carla LLC. Please go out and support Overcome. It's on all digital streaming platforms. It's on YouTube, on my channel, I Am Caldwell. The song Overcome is doing really, really good. And we have some new music that's going to be coming out later this year, and when the pandemic, you know, settles down, we will be out there. We will be in your city, whether it's to minister through song or through speaking or both.
Man, thank you. And, you know, I'm going to definitely be in contact with you, and definitely in regards to We Are Phenomenal Women. And I just appreciate everything you're doing, sir.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Ms. Anderson.
All right. You have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.